Hey, my name is Lucas.
And my name is Jacob.
The Bro Show Podcast.
Welcome back to The Bro Show. My name is Lucas.
My name is Jakey Poo. At least that's what my level calls me.
Oh, I think we hold the microphones different. That's why. What? I think I put it so close to my mouth.
Oh.
But am I supposed to do that?
Yeah, I've actually noticed that you do that.
So am I supposed to do that? Or should I have it like this?
For some reason, it looks like you're not supposed to.
Should I just hold it like this then?
You could just tone mine up and then it would just equalize.
Let me see. Oh, now we're equal. This is perfect. You know, I'll hold mine like this.
The technical of the podcast.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, guys. Maybe we should cut that out so you don't have to hear us talking about the technical behind the scenes info. But we actually are wearing earphones.
Yeah, because one of the listeners gave us a pro tip. And, you know, it's good to take constructive criticism and apply it.
Oh, yeah. We've had some critiques on the audio. So we decided, you know what? Maybe we should do what everyone else does as a podcast does and wear headphones as we record so we can hear the audio levels as we're doing it. That makes sense. I always thought people were just wearing headphones while doing podcasts because they like wanted to hear themselves talk, because it is kind of cool.
I know. It does feel like it's official.
I know. Like, now I feel like we're doing a radio show and like Ryan Seacrest produces it.
Yeah. We're on Sirius XM now.
I know. I love the headphones vibe. Like, I feel like it's a whole different thing. Like, I'm going into a different personality.
But then I feel like it leads to like even a higher level of narcissism, because I'm like, oh, my voice, you know.
Oh, it's like, oh my god. Yeah, now like throughout my day I kind of just like want to have earphones on and like have myself mic'd.
Oh yeah,
just so I can just hear myself talk throughout life.
It just is projected.
Also, if you're watching the video, we are in the old podcast studio, so a lot changed and we can't get into it, but it has to do with contracts. I'm just kidding. Yeah, it makes no sense.
Lucas's manager said, oh, but that's the video. That's where you film your videos. So it's.
Oh, yeah. We did film the podcast in the video room, which, you know, we have this other podcast. We might as well utilize it. There's too much going on in that one video room.
I like how we're back here.
I know. I also like being on a couch.
Yeah. And plus, we don't really react to things. But if we do have things to react to,
yeah,
we can always go back.
We were going
to
like change the whole podcast. We're like, we need to react to things. We had like this whole reaction set up, and then we realized we never used it. So.
But if you guys want us to act to like Honey Boo Boo or something,
we won't
we
go
will.
Back though.
It's canceled.
Should we do Bro of the Week?
Yes, Bro of the Week from Patreon.
It is Roxy, R-O-X-C. Not even R-O-X-I-E, just R-O-X-C. She is Bro of the Week. We're pretty sure she's already been it before, but she somehow got to be it twice.
Yeah, I swear Roxy's last photo was her with makeup and she said something about makeup. I forgot what it was. But yeah, Roxy, we remember you. You're a queen.
Or maybe she hasn't been Bro of the Week, but we both recognized her. So either we know her in real life or she's been Bro of the Week before, or we somehow know her. We've looked at her profile.
Can you literally just somehow know her, but we don't know how?
But thank you so much, Roxy. Thank you for supporting the podcast. And if you guys ever want to be Bro of the Week, head on over to lucasandjacob.com. She even gets to be in the Bro of the Week frame since we're back in the old studio.
Oh, yeah. Printed out. It's really official.
I know. Everyone who is Bro of the Week in like the other setup is probably so mad, but sorry. Like, it's out of our control.
Things change.
Except like it's all in our control, but.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, this is, today is like the third or second week of June.
That's creepy to me. I know everyone always says this no matter what time of the year it is, bitches are always like, why is it this time of the year? But I actually feel that. How is it already mid-June? But like, that's also so annoying
to
say.
I know, it's so annoying because I'm just thinking like, that's why, okay, I know I'm 20 years old, but I can understand. Like, I feel like I get where those people are coming from that are 80 and they say, enjoy everything. Life goes by in a blink of an eye. And I feel like a way, even though I haven't lived that much life, I understand it because I feel like if you look at it in a certain way, life does kind of just like bam, bam.
I know. Like, it's like the movie Click with Adam Sandler where like he accidentally fast forwards his whole life and he's like, it's all over.
I haven't watched that movie.
I think that's what happened. I actually had to turn off. I didn't finish that movie. I remember I watched it by myself.
Click. I remember that. DVD always laying on the living room floor. Why was it always laying on the living room floor?
I didn't finish it. It's an Adam Sandler comedy, but like also dramatic. I remember it got too sad and I was like, I'm not in the mood for this. Because he like he could rewind his life after he died or something. And he realized like he never paid attention to his dad. And then his dad died and he was like watching himself in the past, like just treating his dad like shit. And he was like, wow, like I lived my whole life wrong. And I was like,
that's
oh my
sad.
God. Like, this is I thought I was watching like an Adam Sandler movie where he'd just be like, dang. And like his characters.
I haven't ever watched Click, but I always get that movie mixed up with that Jim Carrey movie where he's a TV guy.
Wait, what's that movie?
I don't know what the movie's called. Let me type it in. Jim Carrey TV
Cable Guy?
Yeah, I think that's what it's called.
I've never seen that movie, but I know what you're talking about.
I remember watching it like a few years back. Yeah, I always get those mixed up for some reason. I don't know why. But
yeah, I had sushi for lunch.
Oh my gosh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, just wanted to share that with you guys.
That's pretty cool. Did you get it delivered?
I did. Yeah, because I like didn't want to go, so just had it delivered. Yep. Not trying to brag. but I kind of regret it now because I got the sushi where it's like deep fat fried.
Oh, that's the thing about sushi is that, so if I get it for lunch, usually I get a poke bowl is the absolute best. If you get sushi, yeah. You get a poke bowl because it's actually filling. But if I get like two spicy tuna rolls, they never like, I mean, it's good. It just like, I guess I have to eat a snack. I'm fine with
that's what
a
I
snack,
thought,
I
though.
Guess.
I thought, oh, I can't survive a two rolls. So I got three rolls, but then it was way too much.
For real?
Yeah.
But you got fried ones?
That was my
ones?
Drama of the day. You got one was fried.
Oh.
But yeah.
Was it the Kim K roll? This is a place
oh, no,
that has the
have...
funniest roll titles.
No, we go in real life and they have like Got Me Shook roll, Kim K roll, Hot Mess roll. But on I don't know if they like are embarrassed because on Uber Eats, those titles weren't there. I didn't even know what my favorite stuff was. They called it all this normal stuff like, oh, shrimp tempura with eel sauce. It's like, why isn't it called the fun stuff like in the restaurant? They're embarrassed on Uber Eats.
Sis,
but it's like,
what?
Just be yourself.
I know, that's annoying. The first thing I want to talk about today, I just randomly thought about it when you were talking about sushi. So yesterday I was watching Wendy Williams Hot Topics.
Yeah.
I mean, she talked about how Ye, Kanye West is with this fashion model person.
Oh yeah.
Okay, and I've always wondered this. Like, obviously, like I know how to socialize and stuff, but I've always wondered how these famous people meet each other. So like, so how did okay? So Kanye and Kim got divorced or filed for divorced. But then how does he meet this? Like, do you think it's as simple as he just DMs her or something?
Yeah, for some reason, I feel like it all happens on Instagram.
I just want to know how this stuff happens. I'm just curious. I'm not part of the loop, so I want to be, I want to know.
I'm assuming this all happens on Instagram, right? How else would it happen?
But I don't even know if he has it. He might have it. I don't know.
He probably just stalks people on Instagram all day.
And then he just found her and thought, like, she's hot. You
think? Or they met at like some weird fashion dinner. Because aren't they both like fashion people?
Oh, yeah.
Because she's a model and he's like a designer.
Yeah.
Also, when I was on Twitter before we filmed this, I saw useless info of the day.
That's a Twitter account?
Oh, no, this is just my useless info of the day.
Oh, okay, so that was my useless info because, like, if I'm being honest, like, it is useless.
No, but mine is, I guess Kanye unfollowed all the Kardashians on Twitter.
For real?
Yeah, because they all wished him a happy birthday, saying, like, we still love you and all this stuff, and then he unfollowed them all.
That's
which I
kinda
funny. Love.
Yeah, that's funny to me.
Oh, yeah, or maybe he was already... But it's so funny, because the article had this clickbait-ass title saying, he unfollowed them all. Then, at the end of the article, it said, like, we aren't for sure if, like, he was ever following them. It's like, well, bitch, he might not even unfollow them, then. But I want to go with, like, the fact that he didn't.
That's funny. I was watching, Caitlyn Jenner on the View yesterday, and The View was not such a funny show. Well, it's not funny. Like, I mean, they actually talk about serious issues, but I found it so funny because they were interviewing Caitlyn Jenner about because she's
running for governor
of California. Yeah, it was so funny because each guest, well, basically each one except one of them, I forgot which one, kept asking Caitlyn. So. So it's so funny to me. They kept asking, why are you running? Or like, why do you want us to vote for you if you don't have any previous experience? And it was so funny because I swear three of the girls asked Caitlyn Jenner that.
When she gave three different answers?
No, and she kept going to something else. And it made, I thought about that because you were talking about Kanye West. And it was just so funny because like, it sounds funny being on The View and them asking me like, so Jacob, like, why are you running for governor of Arkansas if you have no previous political... I don't know.
She would just, like, switch the topic so fast?
Well, she would just talk about something else.
Oh, my gosh. She had it down. But she was trained.
Isn't that what a lot of people do?
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was so funny because, like, I mean, ignoring... It just, like, that takes some guts. Ignoring
I feel
everything.
Like I'd be good at that because I did mock trial in high school.
Is that kind of like going on The View?
Basically, I thrived. Like, I didn't play sports or anything. I like, did track for a little bit. But in mock trial, that's, like, where I thrived. It was, like, my activity in high school.
So, like, give everyone a rundown what so it basically is. Because I kind of understand
the whole
really.
State would, like, get a case where it'd be, like, it always be kind of something dumb. But, like, maybe it was, I forgot even what they were about. It'd just be some dumb law case. Like trial or something. And then you would, some of the students would be lawyers and some students would be witnesses acting out the things. And then you fight other schools. Like you'd go to court, like fake court with them.
So was it more of, like, what was it more of, acting or like serious lawyer
stuff?
Well,
if you were a lawyer, like it was a lot, it seemed like a lot of work. You had to learn how to like cross examine people and like you had, it was really hard for the lawyers, but I always was a witness.
Okay.
I was always like the worst witness ever because like I would never answer any of the questions and like, it was just so much fun.
That does sound fun.
Yeah.
Like doing a fake...
We never won, though.
Oh, you didn't?
Yeah.
Doing a fake trial sounds like just a fun thing to do every now and then.
Oh, yeah. I remember I felt like such a badass because like when the lawyer asked me, I was like, oh, yeah, like that doesn't have anything to do with the case. Why are you asking me that?
That actually kind of is what Caitlyn Jenner was doing.
Oh,
just...
yeah. Because there was always a way to like never answer any of the questions.
Yeah, because doesn't don't sound like famous people go to... What is it called? Media training? Like, maybe that's how she learned.
Oh, yeah, probably.
Because I feel like if you were unchained and you were on, like, if you were running for governor and you're on The View, I feel like you would just, like, you would mess up because they'd ask you, like, so, like, you said this, but then you disagreed with it or something.
Oh, yeah.
And then, like, you actually wouldn't know what to say because it's like, wait, they're all right. Like, they literally caught me in a lie.
Wait, so is Caitlyn Jenner actually running for governor or is it a joke? Because at first I thought it was sort of like a joke. Like, it was just something for her to do where she was like, oh, I'm kind of bored, so like, I'll just run for governor. But
Same.
She actually wanted to be governor? That's what I don't get.
So I thought it was a joke, too, like, because I remember seeing it on Twitter, and I just was like, oh, that's funny, like, pop off.
Yeah, I thought it was just like, oh, like, I'm going to be a meme for a bit and, like, run for governor.
Yeah, I thought it was a joke until I watched the episode of The View yesterday, and she was just talking about the problems that she thinks California has, and I guess a bunch of businesses are leaving California, and her goal is to make it a business state again.
Oh my god!
But yeah, and then she also hates the governor that they have now.
Oh yeah,
I forgot his name. But
Gavin
yeah.
Newsom or something.
Yeah, yeah, he was like the hot topic of The View yesterday.
Oh my god! Oh, I just touched my glasses and now they're smudged.
But yeah,
something I wanted to bring up was just fights, boxing matches between YouTubers.
Oh yeah, this
so
weekend.
Like, you would
last
have picked-
weekend.
Maybe a lot. I feel like a lot of people wouldn't think I would watch that, but for some reason, I've bought and watched each Logan Paul fight.
That's funny. You've literally bought each one, right?
I've spent like a total $150.
And Jake Paul, right?
I didn't watch any. If Logan Paul, for some reason, my rule was like, if Logan Paul's not in it, I'm not going to watch it. Logan Paul stan, but for some reason, if it was just like Jake Paul had one a couple of weeks ago and I didn't watch it.
Oh, it was like a TikTok one, right?
Oh, yeah. First of all, I watched the first one because I was like, between him, Logan Paul, and KSI, because I was like, this is just so funny. They're actually just going to fight. And then I had to watch the next one between them. And then I had to watch this one the past weekend because he literally was fighting against Floyd Mayweather. He's like the best boxer in the world. So
who ended up winning? I still don't get it.
Well, no one won because like, apparently there weren't any winners. It was like,
that's so annoying. I just want to know who won.
Then I saw ESPN did a score sheet and Floyd Mayweather won, obviously, because he's But he is, like, he's in his, like, mid-40s and Logan Paul's in his mid-20s. So, like, Logan Paul might have had a chance. And he was, like, a foot above him.
And I
height.
Know with like, when you do it in, when you do wrestling in, like, school, there's, like, weigh-in groups.
Oh, yeah,
so
weight classes.
So wasn't this, like, actually not equal? Because, like,
yeah.
They didn't weigh the same. Like,
but it was so annoying watching the fight because it kept getting... We paid $50 and we kept getting kicked off the app. But the whole thing was so funny because, like, it was just funny how much money they're making. Like, Floyd Mayweather walked out in, like, an OnlyFans hat promoting that. And then, like, after the fight, it was so funny because Logan Paul's manager had to put this hat on him to, like, let the brand see the camera. So, like, that obviously was another brand deal.
That's crazy. And then they also get, like, ticket sales, I'm assuming, a percentage.
But the whole thing's just so funny. Like, how it... I just never would have... If someone would have told me, like, oh, the new thing in social media is physically fighting each other, like, I just would never have believed that.
No, this is what... Okay, when I first... Like, years ago, I probably heard, like, Conor McGregor on, like, $50 million from this fight, but yeah. I just never really thought about it. But when I heard these, like, social media people making so much money, like, I feel like I don't really like boxing, so I was thinking, like, wait, why don't, like, people do this with, like, comedy? And, like, so I was thinking... So, like, these people make millions from it. So, why don't, like, these stand-up comedians, like, they could make millions from it somehow, like, without boxing. But they could do, like, the same setup, and it's a roast. So they have all these brands, and they actually make it so, like, obviously the Audi is roast, but, like, they could somehow, like, make it into a boxing, like, use boxing strategy to, like, earn so much money from it. And, like,
that
make
would be
it
funny.
An actual, because roasting is, like, just a mental, like, a verbal fight.
Oh, yeah. Or, like, debates.
Yeah, because
like, everyone loved watching the presidential debates. No. Why don't we just have debates with between regular people?
That's what I mean, because, like, boxing is just, like, okay, people are fighting, but, wait, a debate. It could be something so stupid. It could be something serious, but it could be something like, do you think that McDonald's chicken is fake? It could be something like that, but then it could also be like, do you agree with abortion? And I want to see these social media people. No, okay, and even if they both donate, if they both agree, like, people can get abortions, they're pro-choice or pro whatever, like pro
life,
like either way, if like they just, it's like those one shows where you get yes or no, and even if you don't agree with it, you have to side with it.
Oh, yeah. Or why don't they just do actual verbal fights, like back in the day when the most iconic one on Beautygeddon, what was it called again?
Oh,
was it called Beautygeddon?
I think so. Yeah.
No, it's called something better than that. Doesn't sound right.
Wait,
Dramageddon
with Teddy, Toddy, and stuff.
Yeah, back when James Charles Toddy and Jeffrey were in this gigantic fight online, why didn't they just capitalize on it? Do a pay-per-view event where they all meet. It doesn't have to be in a ring. It could just be on a desk. They all meet up. There's a mediator who's a third party, doesn't like completely unbiased. And they would literally verbally fight it out. They would have points. They would be, it'd sort of be like a court case. And then we decide, like, out of them, who are we going
to
cancel,
you know? But then I also don't want it to be too professional because I feel like fights are a little too dangerous. Like, I just don't like how dangerous they are. But it'd be funny if for these verbal fights, just to add a little bit of spice, you can, like, put your finger in someone's face.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, that's
it'd be
so
like
annoying.
It'd be like a Bravo Real Housewives reunion.
Oh, like...
Like, you could throw a chair, but, like, that's very... It's advised not to.
Oh, yeah. Or if, like, I was, like, talking to Toddy, if I got so annoyed with her, like, I could pull on her blouse and just be annoying and rip it. Like, so it's not an actual boxing fight.
Or you could just do, like, annoying things. Like, if you were, like, Jeffrey, for example, like, you would bring, like, James and Toddy's makeup and, like, burn it and be like, this is literal trash. Like, everyone watching, you know what I mean? Like,
I honestly think he thought of, like, a brilliant idea.
But, like, we'll just, next time a huge drama thing like that happens, I'm going to have to coordinate it and be like, I'll take 80% of the money for setting it up. or maybe even like 95%, but like you guys gotta be like the ones in it.
What if it ends up making like $100 million?
But that honestly would be the way for them to get in on that.
Yeah, because that was my whole point. I feel like there's a way for other people to do this that don't want to be boxing, because like if for some reason I was involved in this, I don't want to box because like I'm not involved in this, but I don't want to box because I don't want to have brain injuries.
Oh, yeah. That's
if
another
I was
thing
in,
I
like,
wanted
this
to
Logan
bring
Paul
up.
Category.
That apparently Jake Paul said he already has brain damage from boxing. It's like...
That's scary.
It's like, sis, is it worth it?
Like, but I guess he just took the paycheck and ran.
I don't know, but it's like, you're getting money, but like, you were like 23 and have brain damage? Like, what are you doing? Like, you're willingly giving yourself brain damage. It's not like you got in a wreck or something and it's like, oh, that's horrible. Like, you're just putting yourself on the line to get brain damage. Like, sis.
I guess if we're being honest with him, like... So I actually do have the mentality, like, I'm a clown. Like, let's just get over it. I'm a clown. But, like, when I'm calling Jake Paul a clown, I mean something different because I've seen, like, videos of him on Twitter. Like, okay. Like, so what I'm saying is, like, I actually can admit that I'm a clown, but he's a next level clown. Like, he actually was at, like, this Floyd Mayweather thing. And, like, he said he stole his glasses or something. Something like that. And it was like, is this a first grade fight? Like, this is clown behavior.
Before the actual boxing match, they had like these things where they would
like a press conference, I guess.
I actually didn't watch those. But yeah, didn't he stole Floyd Mayweather's glasses?
You
should have
watched it. It was so funny. Like, it reminded me of first grade. Jake Paul like stole his glasses and said, I have your glasses. And then he got like beat the shit out of it, I think, or something like that.
Oh yeah, during the Logan Paul Floyd Mayweather fight, it kept showing Jake Paul because he was standing next to the ring, you know? But yeah. The whole time he was just on his phone. Like, I think tweeting, like live tweeting it or something, but it's like, you weren't even there. You were literally front right next to the ring. And even after the fight, he was on his phone the whole time.
But if you're live tweeting it, how do you live tweet it but not watch it?
I know. It's like, what are you doing? But the scariest thing to me, I also saw this from, because I'm subscribed to Wendy Williams on my YouTube account.
Yeah.
And I had to click on this.
Oh,
and
I know what you're going to talk
Aaron
about.
Aaron Carter is apparently doing a boxing match against Lamar Odom.
So, like, I haven't watched the interview with Wendy Williams, but I, like, heard about this because I watched the interview with Wendy Williams, and it wasn't with Aaron Carter, but it was with Lamar Odoms.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, like, isn't Lamar Odoms for sure going to win?
Oh, yeah, that's what they were saying. They were Aaron like, Carter he's way so taller scrawny. And everything. But, like, how did that match even happen? Like, do they have the same manager? Like, how did that ever happen where Lamar and Aaron Carter are going to fight?
I was wondering that, too, because I just... Like, how, like, who set it? Yeah, because I'm interested, but, like, who set it up?
I know, and also, like, is any, like, I get that, like, will people buy that one? Like, I kind of want to buy it, but then also I feel like it'd be, like, I'd be, like, scared watching.
No, I don't, I feel like I'm just interested who wins, but I just don't want to watch it. But I'm just interested to see who wins.
Oh, yeah, because I think, because there's also, we're filming this on Friday, but there's another boxing thing happening this weekend between the Ace of House Family Guy. He's beating up Bryce Hall, I guess.
I heard about this and like, this is why I don't like boxing.
They're happening like, too often now.
Something about like, well, okay, boxing in the first place, I just think about when our dad watches, what's that one box? I don't even know if it's boxing or wrestling. What's that one channel? It's not WWE. UFC, like, I hate that stuff. First of all, I mean, this is just a common joke. I don't even know if I thought of this originally. If one of our siblings said it. But what? Like, first of all, it's like, you guys are just having sex. But
you're all straddled and everything.
Yeah, but then second of all, like, I just don't like the negative vibes. But yeah, it's like, that's why I don't like boxing in the first place. But then this fight, like the fight that you were just talking about, just something about it just irks me.
Like
but,
the Ace Family one?
Yeah, it doesn't actually like irk me. Like, I'm not. Like, at 15 minutes from now, I'm not going to be thinking about it. But, like, when I hear about it, it's like, ooh, this is gross.
I know. Like, part of me wants to watch it just to, like, ooze in the negativity. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm just laughing because it just sounds funny watching it.
And then like, I wouldn't even be going. Even in the Floyd and Logan one, I wasn't really going for anyone. Like, obviously, everyone kind of watched it because they, like, were hoping, like, Floyd Mayweather would knock Logan Paul out because it'd just be funny to see, I guess. Even though that sounds so, like, barbaric. But with the Austin McBroom and Bryce Hall, I honestly, like, I don't want either of them to win. My goal would be for, like, someone else to walk in and beat them both up.
No,
even though, like, I don't even know anything about them.
Okay, yeah, to be honest, I feel like I don't know that much about them either, but I actually know why I don't like it. So, like, with normal fighting, I don't know what. So, like, when our dad watches USC, I already just don't like it. But,
yeah.
But I feel like I like that more than this Bryce Hall one. Is because I just picture, this is why I actually know why now, I'm thankful I know. Because I just picture these, like, toxic masculinity-ass people think they're literally the man, and by the man, I mean, like they actually think, like, I could pull any goal, and, like, and all this other gross stuff, and I'm just thinking about all this, like, gross, like, just, like, the toxic shit. That's why I picture them to be, like, I've never, obviously, I don't know any of them, but, like, I just picture them to be like that, and that's why I don't like it. Because both those in a room, I feel like it gets scary.
That's
like,
scary. I kind of want to watch them the more we talk about it.
But then I kind of picture, like, it's not even a fight, just them pulling each other's hair and scratching each other. I'm not even joking. I kind of picture that.
Wait, why don't they do that? Like, I know boxing is an actual sport, but why can't they just do, like, we're just going to just fight, like, anything goes, like, no weapons or anything, but, like, you can do, like, elbowing, like, pole hairing, like, anything. Pinching? Could you imagine if you went up behind someone and pinched them and, like, so much they fell because they're like, that pinch hurts so bad.
Oh, it'd be funny, like, this isn't boxing either, but if you were, like, going around in the circle like they do when it starts, and you just, like, and then you just, like, trip them by pulling on their leg.
Oh, yeah.
And like, then they just fall on the ground.
Do the arm twist?
Oh, yeah.
The classic arm twist.
Little kid energy, basically. I have to take a pee break already.
All right, piss.
Hello. I'm back from the pee break, piss
we
break.
We are back. So, who are you? Oh, let's just take a bet right now, because, like, you're also psychic.
I don't want to bet on this.
Between Aaron Carter and Lamar.
Oh, this time I'm not a bet.
Yeah. For Austin McBroom and Bryce Hall, it's hard for me to even bet, because, like I said, the only thing of the Ace family I've watched is their house tour. Other than that, I don't really know. I haven't seen their vlog. And Bryce Hall, all I've seen is TikToks with Addison Rae.
Well,
I don't know enough about them. Like, Aaron Carter and Lamar, I feel like I could bet on one.
Yeah, like, I can't bet on the Bryce Hall one either, because all I know about them is both negative things. Like, I saw videos of Bryce Hall beating up people.
Oh, yeah, I also saw him beat up someone in a restaurant.
Yeah, and then with the Ace family post, and I've only heard negative, like, from on Twitter, not actually heard. I'm just good people, but who knows.
But between Lamar and Aaron Carter. I love how this is a boxing podcast now. I'm going to say Aaron Carter to be different.
Wait, but...
Because I feel like Aaron Carter has such chaotic energy that, like, I feel like he, like, might not even have the muscles or anything, but I feel like he could beat someone up. Because, like, he is scary, Aaron Carter.
Oh, yeah, he has, like, face tats and stuff.
I know, like, I feel like, honestly, I feel like Lamar will win, but part of me wants Aaron Carter to win just because, like, I feel like he could just, like, he'd have all this, like, crazy energy built up inside of him for, like, decades, and it would just be let out.
Yeah, like, I actually get where you're coming from. Like, in a world where I can see Aaron Carter's winning from what you're saying, like, I feel like he's going to somehow, like, pull it out of him.
I also feel like he's going to do something, like, weird. Like, if it starts going downhill, like, I feel like he would just, like, get naked and be like, I feel like he would just do something weird. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or, like, he would, like, beat up someone in the audience or something.
Oh, yeah. Like, for some reason with that fight, I feel like it will shout. And then, well, like, I feel like it won't ever get finished because I feel like it's going to get disrupted somehow.
I just
somehow.
Feel like something's going to happen and they have to cut the cameras. Like, something's going to happen. I don't know what, though.
Is it on, like, a channel or is it pay-per-view?
I don't know. Before this, I tried to research where it was because I just assumed that was also in the Bryce Hall. Oh, my God. There's, like, something in my throat. Sorry, guys. I have COVID. I'm just kidding. But, what was I going to say? Oh, I just assumed that was part of the Austin McBroom one, the Ace family guy. Because they're both happening this weekend, but they're two separate events, I guess.
I don't want to pay for both.
I know, that's way too hard.
But then, if these fights keep happening, which, like, if I had to guess, I feel like, obviously fights have always been happening, but with, like, this, like, social media fight stuff, I feel like it won't last that long. But if it does keep happening, I feel like these streaming services will, like, start just buying them.
Oh, yeah, so then I feel get like out it these... will keep happening because they make so much money.
Well, I feel like, people will find, like, other ways, but I don't know.
Yeah.
That's my guess.
I don't know.
But I have a scary nightmare that I want to talk about.
Oh my God, that's so weird because I almost was going to say we should do another dreams podcast.
Oh, should we tell everyone to send us the dreams?
Oh, and we analyze them?
Yeah, that's always fun.
I'm down.
Okay, lucasjacobpodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, send us your dreams. We'll analyze them next episode.
Yeah. We always get emails about that. I feel like it really resonated with a few people.
Oh, yeah.
So this nightmare that I had, so I've told it to our mom and our sister, one of our sisters, because we have like 5/5 sisters.
When did you have it?
2 nights ago. And when I woke up, I was terrified from the dream.
But is it still scary now? Because most nightmares lose their scariness during the day.
No, it's not scary now, but I feel like so it's about an airplane. And I just want to preface it by, I'm honestly not scared of planes. Like, whenever I go on a plane, I'm only scared. The only time I've been scared, I feel like, well, obviously there's always like, is it gonna drop out the sky? But then, Lucas always adds in an anxiety vibe. Saying like, I know it's gonna crash this time.
Wait, I say that?
No, I'm just thinking about that one time we went on that tiny plane and you said, should we go on?
That's good. Yeah, small planes are scary. I remember being actually terrified on that plane.
Okay, this is what's funny. I think this dream somehow went to that flight because this plane was a small plane.
Okay.
Okay, so we were in the airport. It was like me, Lucas, like two of our sisters. And so I didn't tell our sister or mom about this, but so it was like this. Okay, so in this dream, it was snowing. Yeah. I was already scared because it's like, well, flying when it's snowing? What? And so there was like, we were flying to the same destination, everyone in our family, but there was two planes. There was like a big full-on plane that was, like, a commercial-sized plane.
Yeah.
And then there was a small plane. And I remember, like, you and one of our sisters went on the big plane, the commercial plane. But then there wasn't enough room for us, so we had to go in this plane. And then I was obviously scared it was small. But I remember kind of thinking, this is kind of cool because, like, it kind of looks like a private plane. But it didn't look like a private plane. It just looked like a small plane. And then we started going up in the air. Now, this is going to get scary. So then all this turbulence happened. Started going side to side, you know?
Yeah.
It was snowing. Now, this is... okay. I don't think this is going to, like, cause people anxiety, but this is what happened in the dream. This is the only reason why the dream's scary. Is because the pilot... It was a female pilot. This doesn't have anything to do with the story. I just had to say that because that was happening in the dream. It was a female pilot, and the pilot said... This is so weird. It honestly is still kind of creepy because I don't know. But the pilot said... I'm so dark.
I like, don't know what they're going to say. This is so the build dark. Up.
I'm laughing because it's so dark. The why do I have a dream about this? The pilot said, okay, I'm just going to say it. The pilot said, I want to kill myself today. So the pilot said, I'm going to crash the plane because I want to kill myself. And then the dream ended. But when I woke up in this dream, I woke up from the dream right after that. And I remember thinking, I'm never going on a plane. Why did I have... It was like 4 o'clock in the morning. And I thought, why do I have this much trust in other people? Like, literally any pilot could be suicidal when I'm on the plane. But now thinking back to it, it's not... It might have happened, but it's obviously not common. But it was terrifying in the dream because, like, I don't even know what else happened in the dream. But I remember thinking, like, I'm literally going to die because the pilot is suicidal, which is like, this is effed up.
Oh my gosh. I'm trying to think of what that dream would mean.
Like, yeah, because I was so scared in the dream. And then I was like, I guess like, it was like me and one of our sisters. And I was like, I guess like, well, and then, yeah, I didn't actually die in the dream, but
I would
we were going to die.
Just, you already pretty much said what the meaning is. I feel like the meaning of the dream is me being like a professional dream analyst. Is that you think that subconsciously you feel like you're not in control of your own life?
Oh, because, yeah, because I know
somebody else
in control.
Is dictating your life. You know what I mean? Like, you're on the plane and you aren't even the one navigating the plane.
Oh my gosh, that actually makes so much sense.
Or there was another, like, meaning I thought of. I forgot what it was.
Oh, it could, like, oh, like, it could mean that, but then it also could be, like, ask people if they're okay. Because, like, I didn't even know the pilot was suicidal. I mean, I wouldn't have known the pilot, but, like...
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah. But it was... I don't know, like... So yeah, I don't want to, like, give you anxiety. But, like, it did really freak me out. Because it was like, wait. Like, what? Like that theoretically, it could happen. Like, there is a possibility. But it was so weird. It was... That's the thing about dreams. Like, right now, I'm not scared about it. But you know when you wake up from a dream and it's like... I'm actually terrified.
I
feel like I'm never going to be able to live
that's
again.
That's the worst feeling ever. When you wake up at like 4 a.m. from like an anxiety dream and then you're just like sitting there like, oh my gosh. And you always think like, oh, okay, like you just like feel like so scared in that moment.
Yeah, and then thinking to these dreams, it's always those dreams where like, so with those scary movies, it's like it's filmed in a creepy way. And I feel like when I'm having the dream, it's filmed in that creepy way. Like it's filmed out like shaky and like it's filmed out like kind of grainy and weird. But yeah, that was my scary dream. Sorry if that scared you guys.
All right. Well, I had another topic to bring up.
Oh, say it.
In Texas, a mom snuck into her daughter's middle school pretending to be her daughter and she got arrested.
Why would that happen? Like, she just wanted to be... She just wanted to see what high school was like?
She claims that she was testing the security of the school. So she wanted to, like, go there and be like, could I just sneak in?
Or did she just want to be a teen for a day?
I don't know, but she snuck in. She was wearing, I think, a face mask. So, like, it was mostly unnoticed. But some students did be noticed that it was the mom. And she ended up getting arrested. I thought that was... Oh, I just thought that was interesting.
What was that?
I think it was like the news playing. But I thought it was just interesting that someone posed being a middle schooler.
I know that is funny. A middle schooler?
Well, she was 13, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that made me think about... So I never watched this show, but I remember a few years ago, our mom told me about... There was going to be this show about these people in their 20s and 30s. That went to Texas and they pretended to be high schoolers for like a whole year because they wanted to know what it was like. But from what our mom was describing, it made it seem like it was actually happening. Like it wasn't a scripted show.
It was a documentary.
Yeah, but I never heard about it since. I feel like maybe it never ended up happening or something. But
oh
that,
my God. Wait, like they did it secretly or like the school was in
like
on
secretly,
it?
Like none of the kids
wouldn't
knew.
They get arrested too, like these people then? Because she got arrested for like
yeah, but maybe
trespassing.
If it's like for a film, you can get away with it or something. That'd be so weird if you were in high school and like you loan that one of your best friends is like 36.
Oh, that's like that iconic Drew Barrymore movie, Never Been Kissed. Have you seen that? Where she's like, for some reason, she needs to go undercover to school. Oh, because she was a journalist.
Oh, so, to find out what high school is like nowadays?
Yeah, I think she had to write like a story or something.
Oh, that was kind of like what that show was going to be about. Like, what?
Yeah, she was like
nowadays?
32, and then she falls in love with one of the students.
Wait, for real?
No, she falls in love with one of the teachers.
Oh, I was going to be like, that's kind of problematic.
Yeah,
but I'm the police, but.
Oh, that movie's so good, though. Never Been Kissed.
When did it come out?
Like, also, she used to be, like, a geek in high school. A geek. A nerd. Like, it always flashes. I remember being a little kid and watching it, and it would flash back to her, like, nerd high school, and I'd be, like, so, like, scared. I was like, that they're all so mean to her. Because, like, she, like, was made fun of on prom night. Like, this guy, like, told her he was going to bring her to prom, and then, like, he picked her up in a limo, but then actually just, like, sprayed all this stuff at her and was like, I would never bring you and all this stuff. Never just thinking like when I was like six watching that, like, oh my God, people are so mean. But then like she goes back to high school and like is popular or something.
Oh, when she's older.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like a cute movie.
Yeah, so like the moral of the story, like if you didn't have a good high school experience, just like sneak into a high school and you're like in your 30s and then you'll be like the cool kid.
I know, literally.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. And I'm joking, but someone sent us an email on our Patreon. I forgot which one. Someone said that. So I didn't know this, but I just wanted to let everyone know. For loyal.com, Lindsay Lohan is the spokesperson.
Wait, what? What website?
Loyal.com.
Lawyer? Oh, I have seen that where she's the DIY because she said, oh, I've ran into trouble with
the law.
Is this
a recent thing? Like, I've seen the commercial on like TikTok or something, but has she like always been the spokesperson for Lawyer.com?
I remember hearing that about years ago, but like she's still to this, then my God, it's like a multi-year deal.
Yeah, because yeah,
I love that. Go her, get that money.
I know, Lindsay Lowe.
Also, she's gonna be starring in a Netflix movie.
Oh yeah, but do you know the bad thing about it?
What?
It's not coming out until Christmas 2022.
Wait. What?
Yeah, I was watching Wendy Williams and she said they're filming it like this year during like November or something, but it's not coming out till 2022.
I hope they have that wrong. What?
I know, like
I
when
they
I heard that,
it
I was
this
actually
summer.
Like, mad.
Why would they announce it this early? The hype's not gonna last that long.
I mean, I guess I don't know. I was actually mad.
I thought they
that.
Just. I thought like when it comes to those Netflix Christmas movies, like they would be able to film it and put it out like the next weekend.
I know, like that's what I honestly thought too. Like I honestly thought. Film it in 2 weeks. I feel like they could honestly edit it in like a week.
Yeah, like they would edit it as they're filming it. And they would do like one take because they'd be like, it's fine. It's just like a Christmas movie.
I know. Like, I mean, it's like one of those like soap operas. Like, isn't everything probably just one
That'd
scene?
Be my dream to be in a movie like that. Like Tyler Perry, for example, his movies apparently are shot in like a weekend. I might have exaggerated that a little bit, but like in a week.
Isn't that kind of with YouTube videos? Like, at least like with my YouTube videos, like I only do one take. It's like, what's the point of doing two?
Oh yeah, I feel like that's how, that's what I would be like if I'd want to be in a Tyler Perry movie where like we just get it done in a week and like if it isn't good it's not good but like you still release it.
I feel like if I was like
just
doing
spend
a movie,
no time on it.
I would I feel like I would only do like three or less takes because probably once it gets to the three aren't you just over it?
Oh yeah, like as an actor, when I have been in like professional acting stuff like it is. Obviously, this is how it has to be, but they shoot one way, and then they shoot the wide angle, then they shoot the other way, and, like, by the last time, like, if you're the person who does the last angle, it's like, I don't even know why we're pretending this is funny, because maybe it isn't even funny, and we've already done it for the last 3 hours, so, like, it's really not funny.
Yeah.
Like, all of the comedy is just lost. You know? That's why Tyler Perry is like, let's just shoot it in an hour.
Are you joking? Does he actually shoot it in a weekend? I feel like that's...
Let me do a quick Google.
Like... I would believe 4 days or 5 days or a week, 7 days. But I just, a week, and I feel like, but I watched this video where, like, he has this big lot in Atlanta, and it's like, wow, like, he has, like, this huge lot for movies.
I mean, maybe they're not all like this, but it said he did film his Netflix thriller, A Fall from Grace, in 5 days.
For real?
Yeah.
Okay, so, like, a weekend is kind of over-exaggerating, but 5 days is still quick.
I know, that's insane. I love that.
How long would, like, a long movie take? Okay, so, like, a really professional movie that people say, critics love it. Like, is there movies that take, like, 3 months to make?
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah, if you have like a big budget, like if you're like a big movie going out in theaters and like if it has like a really big star or something, I feel like those could take like 3 months. Because I remember hearing about like Judd Apatow movies. He's like a huge comedy producer. And yeah, like, I guess they had so much time and such a big budget that they would like just shoot like a couple things a day and then be like, oh, we're good.
Oh, so it'd be more laid back.
I think. I don't honestly don't know.
Oh, that's interesting.
But I do know some movies take like 3 months.
That's crazy. I thought the max would be like a month.
Oh, that is crazy. Yeah, but I guess they don't want to work such long hours.
Oh, yeah, because
if you're going to shoot a movie on like, even in just like shooting a movie in 4 weeks, usually you'd be working like 12 to 14 hour days.
Yeah. And then thinking about like, there's so many different sets and stuff.
That's why, how did Tyler Perry, like, did he break, like, because there's like laws you have to do where like you can only shoot a certain number of hours. Like, did he break that to shoot that in 5 days or what?
Oh, yeah, like maybe if everyone in the set just agreed, like, okay, we're just going to. Like, because maybe everyone was like, if we walk these 5 days, we have the next 3 weeks off, so.
Oh, yeah, there were times, like, I had to break the law for the stuff I was in.
For real?
Oh, yeah, not, like, break the law, but they were just like, are you okay with this? And I was like, I guess, like, I have no choice.
But, like, technically, well, it would have been illegal.
Well, like, according to the union, you're supposed to have 12 hours in between when you get off work and when you have to come back to work. You have to have 12 hours off. And sometimes they'd be like, yeah, you aren't going to get that today, but, like, it's fine, right? And I was like, yeah, it's fine.
Oh, so it's, like, not, is that, would that be, like, illegal?
They probably just get fined. If I, like, really wanted to bring it to the head of the union.
Oh, my gosh, you were busy then.
You also be like, I get off at 10 at night. They'd be like, you have to get here at 4 a.m.
Wait, for real?
No, I'm kidding. It wasn't that bad. I was like, that's really, like, you get off at, like, 10, and they'd be like, your call time is at, like, 7:30.
Oh, that's still kind of short, though. I mean, it is short, not kind of.
Have no life.
So, should we get into, like, the topic?
Oh, yeah, we have a really big topic.
So have you guys ever watched How It's Made on channel TNT? I don't know. I think it's
like that. TNT?
I actually think that's it, right?
Is that still a channel?
No, the times that our dad watched it, it was on TNT.
No, I don't know if that's still a channel, but I remember TNT.
Yeah,
also, is Spike still a channel? Remember it was Spike. It was like TV show for men. That was like their motto.
I'm seeing Spike channel. I know. I remember that though. It comes out Paramount. No, I don't know.
The Spike, does it say like what the slogan was? Because I make up the men thing. I could have sworn it was like TV just for men.
Wait, for real? I actually don't
remember. I think. I might have just had that.
Maybe. Spike, the ones to watch.
Oh, maybe I made up the men
maybe
thing.
Maybe, I don't know.
But I do remember like Spike was like where it had the show like 1,000 Ways to Die and stuff.
No, that show. Okay, this one scared me. Well, it was this girl walking into a room and the fan was going. Okay, first of all, these were all fucking fake.
No, but they were based on real life, apparently.
But I just, like, I believe that, but it's, like, over-exaggerated.
Basically, the show, before you explain it, yeah. The show was weird ways people have died, and they'd have people reenact it. So what was your one?
This girl walked into this room, and the ceiling must have been low. And the fan was on, and all of them got stuck in it. And then she went in circles. And, like, if someone did die, that's
strong
that
sad. Is the fan? Because, like, also, how skinny is she? Like, I feel like any adult person would, if their hair got caught in a fan, the fan would stop because of the weight. But, like, she was such a little, like, fairy person that, like, she, like, just flew around the room.
That's
the
why
fan?
I don't believe it.
Wait, like, so what happened? She was just spinning, and then what happened?
She spinned and then died. Because, like, I'm pretty sure, like, she tried to get down on a scalp for that or something.
Oh, my. Maybe this was, like, an industrial fan. Like, at a factory.
Yeah, it could have been.
That's horrible. I remember also one that stood out to me from 1,000 Ways to Die is a girl. Like, they'd always, like, kind of. This is why I view it as TV for men. Like, that was, like, the stereotypical slogan. Because they'd always, like, kind of try to make it sexual, do you remember? Like, remember there's one where this girl was like,
oh, yeah.
Like, there'd be like a girl in a bikini, and she'd be like, oh, like, and she'd go to the grocery store, and they'd be like, she just got so riled up that she had to please herself. And I'm like, she penetrated herself with a vegetable, and then she died. Because it said, like, you can't do that, like, it'll release
fumes. The vegetable,
fumes.
Like, exploded or something?
No, apparently it released fumes that killed her, but I don't believe that, because I feel like there's people out there who are doing that still.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just laughing, just can't get over because you actually did, I probably watched this when I was like 10, 11, 12, but I remember it would always be the most dumb shit, and it'd be like this girl, like, walking around that had such big boobs, and they'd just be bouncing when she's walking to the grocery store or something, and it's like, this is literally
like probably,
so dumb.
Probably even the fan one where the girl got her head caught in the fan, it probably showed her in a bikini, like, oh my god! Like,
you saying that reminded me of this other one that was sexual, so I probably watched this when I was 10, so I didn't even know what it meant, but it was this guy. So, okay, I still don't understand it, but he found this, like, meat. Like, it was, like, okay, so it was, like a pound of meat or something. Uh-huh. So it was like just straight from an animal. And then a Thousand's Way to Die was saying like he wanted to please himself or something like that. So then somehow he put a vibrator inside the meat. And then he turned it into like a fleshlight thing. Okay, so I don't even know how he died.
He made like a whole contraption out of raw meat.
So then he ended up putting his penis in it. And then somehow he died from electrocution or something. But I remember watching that and not even knowing what masturbation was. And I'm thinking like, what is he doing? This is so weird. But yeah, like that was also so weird. Like what? How did he? I don't remember. You should do a video reacting to that.
Oh my God, I should. I'm Googling right now like what the original slogan was, or if I just made up the whole men thing.
I mean, I believe it because you mentioning that gave me like all these like
this does say maybe it wasn't a slogan, but it does say Spike, formerly Spike TV. It's a division of MTV, and it was an American cable television channel designed demographically for young adult males. Oh. So it was made for men, predominantly.
I kind of want like this. I know this is one of those things we always want but isn't around. What?
Also, apparently...
TNT?
TNN.
Oh, it's called TNN, yeah.
That's also... Those are like just dad... Those are like channels our dad watched. TNN.
Yeah. Spike. So if you want to watch How It's Made, I think it's on Hulu now.
Oh, so that's how we got on that. Yeah, How It's Made.
Yeah, and then I also thought about those dumb shows. Is there any other funny dumb shows that you want to talk about before?
Like those ones that are just so fake. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, like Thousands of Ways to Die. I actually can't really think of anyone. Maybe if you mentioned it, I'm doing a bow. But yeah, How It's Made, it does food. But then it also, they talked about how these products are made. And it also did like other engineer stuff. But it just talked,
our dad would always watch it.
Yeah, and I remember thinking it's interesting, thinking like, how's peanut butter made? Let's see.
Yeah, so we both found some ways different foods are made. Sounds so dumb. But we're gonna make it interesting.
I came up with this idea.
I know, but I actually like the idea, but it just sounds funny saying like we found out how different foods were made, but we're gonna talk about them. But another show, just thinking of shows that dad used to watch that I hated. I used to kind of hate when he watched How It's Made because I was like, bitch, like I just want to watch something else.
Oh yeah.
But he also used to watch Modern Marvels all the time. What was that show?
What was happening?
It's on the History Channel. The History Channel was where I had to draw the line, and I was like, bitch, I can't be watching this.
What was that one? I remember
Modern Marvels. I think it was the same thing, or is this like factories? Remember, our dad works at a factory, like he's a plant engineer. We still don't really know what that entails, but I remember making fun of him being like, you already work at this all day, you really want to sit at home and watch factory shows?
Celebrating invention and imagination on a grand scale, it tells the amazing stories of the dreamers and sometimes schemers who create everyday items. Also, kind of like How It's Made.
But that's the weird thing about getting older. Like, now that sounds interesting to me. Like, now I think I could fuck with the History Channel.
Okay, so the thing, I feel like I could fuck with the History Channel because isn't that one show on it?
Ancient Aliens.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Like, that show's scary.
By the way, at the time of recording this podcast, where the hell is a UFO report from the government?
Oh, yeah, like...
Sis.
Like, everyone's over it already, sis.
I know, it's like... The aliens have patience. Because if there are aliens and they're going to reveal it, the aliens are sitting in behind the curtains being like, when are you going to release the effing things we can come out in our outfits we all planned?
I can't picture that.
They probably, even if like, I feel like even if it was a thing where there were aliens and they were going to announce it to us, I feel like the aliens would view us so dumb they wouldn't even be excited for it.
I just like, okay, well, hell.
Like, hi.
But like, it would be cool if it was like the alien movies, like the cool ones where it shows like, beat that, and then they were in like this like flying vehicle.
Oh yeah, but yeah. So what food did you research?
Well, first, so I started researching stuff, and I got in like a whirlwind of stuff, and I wrote this down. I'll just quote what I wrote.
Oh okay.
Wait, I'm confused because shouldn't we know how everything is made? And pause the quote. I'm specifically talking about food. Like that's disgusting. We're googling this because I was gonna Google. How is graham crackers made? But then I was like, this is so gross. Like, shouldn't it just be made with, like, wheat and some honey?
No, they also put a lot of other stuff. I'm just kidding. I actually don't know.
A few notes I've made is, like, hot dogs and chicken nuggets. Like, we, you know, those are, like, the two gross ones.
Oh, yeah, those are always the ones. I remember also in middle school, one of my teachers always said, you guys, do you want to know something about peanut butter that'll make you never want to eat it again?
I've heard this too.
And then she said, I guess they're allowed to put a certain number of bugs in it. But that never really grossed me out. I remember like being like, I'm still going to eat peanut butter, you know?
Yeah, I get what you mean. Like, I don't know if this just means, like, I'm gross, but certain things don't gross me out. Like, that doesn't gross me out. But, like, what's something else that doesn't really gross me out? Like if I got a sandwich from a place and they weren't wearing gloves, it's not that gross.
Yeah.
As long as I'm not thinking about their butt hands. But if I'm just like...
You butt hands? That kind of grosses me out when people touch food without hands, like at a place.
I swear.
Didn't we leave a place one time because of that? Because that was so dramatic.
I remember somehow the actual hand was touching something.
Yeah, I remember, like, so a bare hand on the sandwich. We didn't say anything. Like, don't get... We weren't like, oh, caring out. Like, what the hell? We just got the food and simply I just didn't eat it.
Once we
brought the food out of the restaurant and I didn't eat it.
Where was that, if you remember?
I don't remember. Somewhere in LA.
Oh, I want to shade some of them. I don't want to shade them. But I remember I was on, like, actual shit inside this restaurant.
Ew, where?
Oh, what is it called? It's that place. It's like a Panera Bread place. Not Kono Bakery. That one where they have like a...
Soup plantation?
No, I've never been there. That one place that's on the corner by Trader Joe's across from the Grove. Remember we ate there like a few weekends?
Little Caesars?
No. It's like kind of like bougie in a way, but it's not bougie.
Wait, Maggiano's?
No, okay. It's just like a Panera Bread base. And like
we
would get it takeout and like we'd get like this plant-based meat salad with ranch.
Veggie grill?
No, okay. I need to,
Wait, how can I not guess this? There's not that many places by the Grove.
I thought of it. Mendocino Farms?
Oh, why did it always smell like poop in there? No, like,
I'm not even, I've only been to one location. And I remember, it didn't smell like poop. It smelled like, okay, if you live in the Midwest, you would specifically know this. And like, if you drive out in the country, it smells like cattle shit. Like, these cows are shitting. It was in the middle of LA, so like, you never smell that.
I think they would love that though, because like, that's the whole vibe of Mendocino Farms, isn't
but
it? Like,
shit, kind of,
but like,
shit.
The whole vibe is like, this is so organic. Like, we aren't even gonna, like, I don't know what, they just are, I feel like they want that vibe. Because also, don't they have like fake grass on the floor or something?
Kind of hippie vibes.
That's so funny. Like, no shade to Mendocino Farms, but that's so funny. Like, they don't care. But I never have liked anything I've really gotten there.
It is kind of good, like, trying this stuff.
Yeah, like, but then again, next time I go to LA, like, if I was there for a long period of time, I know I would eat there again.
Yeah, I think it's one of those
places like that.
It's one of those things where, like, okay, and I'm not even trying to shame Mendocino Farms because I would eat if I'm there for a month. I just know I will, but this is what I think it is, with me at least. I think in a certain way, I like being a little bit grossed out. because it's kind of fun eating that food, and I'm like, it's so gross, and I got this. It's the whole restaurant's like shit, but it's kind of like, it's kind of fun.
Yeah, that's like going to a buffet. Like, you know, like, it's just, it's kind of gross as you how everyone touches it, you know, but like, it's fun going.
I know, like, okay, so like, since like vaccinations, people are getting them and things are opening up, like, Our buffets opening or what?
I think they've been open.
Because, wait, the whole pandemic?
I think. At least Pizza Ranch has been.
Oh my gosh. I want to go back to a buffet. Like, because buffets do gross me out, but I feel like I'm down.
Yeah.
It's kind of fun.
Speaking of the Grove, reminded me that someone either tweeted or emailed me that they used to work at, I think, Little Caesars by the Grove. And they said, I saw you all the time walking around with Matthew. And it's just, it made me think, like, it's weird thinking that, like, if you're a YouTuber or something, or maybe if you're not even a YouTuber, like, there's people who see you but don't say hi, but like, they're seeing you, you know? Yeah. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, it happened because you are like obviously when you do YouTube videos, like random people see you, but even if you were just didn't have an Instagram, didn't have anything, completely private, if you always went to the CVS, that's just kind of funny thinking about, like, so the local will always see you, and like, you guys, like, are acquaintances, you guys don't even know each other's names, but like, they'll be like, oh, there's that guy again. That's funny.
I know, that is weird when you just think, like, I guess, like, you know, like, you see other people, but it's just weird thinking, like, people see you.
I know, and like, and they like, know your face.
Yeah, but it's so funny, she never like said hi, but I don't know.
Someone commented on one of my videos once, and I remember sending you the comment, and they said, like, you guys always went to Little Caesars, but then you told me that you never went.
Oh, was that the comment I'm talking about?
Maybe you are. I remember sending you a comment that said, oh yeah, I used to always see Lucas and Matthew, like, and they would sometimes get Little Caesars. Or something like
we
that.
We did get Little Caesars a few times.
Oh, so they weren't lying then.
It was inside of Kohl's. Isn't that weird?
It was inside or beside?
Like, inside of Kohl's, I think.
Oh, yeah, that's where we got paparazzi'd.
Oh, yeah, when you called them.
Yeah, obviously, you know.
That whole Kohl's is gone. That whole area is gone. They're building apartments over it.
And then there used to be a Britney Spears museum, right?
Also, thinking of that exact same corner, if you live in LA, 3rd Street and what is that other street? It's not Hauser. There's like another street that goes by the Kohl's. And on that corner one time, me, you, and Matthew were walking home from dinner. And there was a guy who just looked normal, just like a normal like 65-year-old guy, just by himself in normal clothes. And he was saying he wanted to like kill everyone.
Oh, okay, didn't he say like he was saying the gun's too high and he said like I think he actually said something really dumb. No, like, not just kill you. I think he said I'm gonna shoot you up.
Yeah, like I'm so laughing like, about it now just to like get through it. But
I swear at the time I was at, like so when I looked at him I was like. He doesn't have a gun, but I remember actually like, you're fucking scary.
Also, the creepiest thing was, I swear nobody else noticed it besides us, because he was kind of mumbling under his breath. He was like, if I had a gun right now, I would literally shoot everyone right here.
Something like that, yeah.
And he said, like, because you guys, all you do is move to this town, drive up the rent, and I was like, oh my God, we need to get away.
Yeah, good thing we, yeah, I feel like once you, like, live in a city, don't you just get used to that type of stuff?
Oh, yeah.
You know, someone threatening to shoot you or something like that.
Yeah.
Wait, we haven't said how anything's made yet.
Yeah, we need to get back on the topic.
Okay, so my first one is one that we both know, but I don't know if you don't know. You might not know. So, Panera Bread mac and cheese.
Oh, yeah, we the whole TikTok.
Have we talked about this?
I think, but it's worth bringing up again.
Yeah, so back in the day, I used to think, oh, obviously when I get mac and cheese from Panera, just in a big pie, it's been sitting there for a week. I mean, it's gross, but it's fine, you know?
Yeah.
But then in this TikTok, I don't have a video of it, but they show it's these plastic bags they put into this boiling water, mm-hmm. and then it boils for like a minute, and then they cut it open and put it in. So it's not even in a pot, it's just in a plastic bag.
This goes back to, have they tested those plastics? Because this goes back to our previous podcast where I reacted to an ASAP Science video where they said guys' dicks and sperms are getting worse because of plastic and products. Panera Bread is just boiling in plastic?
Do you know
what
I bought on Amazon?
What?
I bought a sperm counter, so I'm going to find out what the average is and stuff.
Shut up.
I'm joking, but I
just... I was going to say, you share an Amazon account with our whole family. Like, you were down for them all to see that in the order.
I just randomly thought about that. I want to see if there's one that's, like, not medical grade.
Can
just,
we do that? I'm and, like, see what ours is and see if we've been affected personally by this plastic fiasco going into sperm.
Yeah, because obviously if you Google it, there's like an average, because isn't there like thousands of sperms in each bowl, in each like...
I mean, I've cooked stuff in the microwave in like plastic bowls, so I have no room to talk. But for some reason, like plastic, those rice plastic bags where you put the plastic bag in boiling water, for some reason, those don't sit well with me. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Rice. Wait, which... Oh, those... No, like... So I've had those, but then I stopped eating them because, like, that's just gross.
But then that's what Panera is, but it's still so good.
Yeah, and, like, plus I remember Googling it, and it was salt and plastic, so, like, somehow it doesn't melt.
And it's also, like, if it's gonna ruin everyone's sperm and end society, but we get Panera macaroni, like, is it fine? I think it
no,
might be.
No, Panera mac and cheese, like, first of all, like... Panera Bread, okay, in my mind, they low-key ruin their business because, like, I'm never going to go again. I can go to the store and grab mac and cheese.
I know. I was just thinking how they have the mac and cheese at every
it's
single store.
So good. Their mac and cheese, like, so, okay, I love a variety of mac and cheese. So their mac and cheese is, like, juicy, but then there's also the mac and cheese that are, like a casserole bacon. Those are good, but
yeah, Panera is like a meal. Like, you are going to be, like, it is thick, creamy. Like, it's everything you need.
Yeah, I feel like with their mac and cheese, it would hit more. If you're, like, tired and kind of sick.
Yeah, I never really had it when I was healthy.
Yeah, I mean, I think the last time I had it was when I thought I had COVID for, like, 3 days.
Oh, yeah, when you were locked in your little room.
Yeah, because I went to, like, a party with 1,000 people and said, I don't really give a fuck, everyone. No, but yeah, I thought I had it for 3 days, and that's the last time I had
last
it.
Last time I had it was when I got my wisdom teeth out.
Oh, yeah, see, like, it,
so you had
I feel
to
like
eat.
It fits those
yeah,
occasions.
Yeah, like, I can't really bring it into my normal life, though, for some reason, because it reminds me so much of, like, those dark times.
And plus, in a way, and I know it sounds so annoying, but I feel like it's a little bit too comfort food for a normal day.
Yeah, like, you
in
to, like,
a weird way, because I eat, like, fried chicken sandwiches for dinner, but, like, this is a little too much.
Oh, yeah, I get what you mean.
But, yeah, that's my first how it's made. They put a packet in a boiler. And I'm mad because I just think, and I know I'm not an environmentalist, but I just think they should boil a bunch in one bag so they don't have to use so much plastic. That's why I remember thinking that. And I just wanted to bring that up. But like, if you're watching, maybe you want to, everything's pee package, like healthy choice. You get a meal and you waste all this shit, you know?
Yeah.
I guess nothing I can do about it. Well, that's kind of a bad attitude, but you know.
Yeah.
But what's yours?
Well, I didn't really find a specific food because, like you said, all I thought of was like hot dogs and stuff.
Yeah, that's what. Okay, that's why I wrote on that quote, because with how it's made, I feel it got to a point where it's like, wait, shouldn't I know how everything's made? Like with noodles, yeah. It's made from like grain.
So this is from Forkly.com, and it's the grossest things you didn't know you were eating.
Oh my gosh, I'm excited.
So one of them is beaver ass.
Oh my gosh, wait, so I'll ask eat those without knowing?
Yeah, like, oh, you said it on the audio interface?
Did I?
I'm just kidding, you didn't. But it's called beaver castor glands, and they make your food sweet. Castor gland secretions from a beaver are used in artificial flavorings like vanilla and sometimes raspberry and strawberry. The ingredient label name is castoreum, but it's from beaver's castor gland, which is pretty much their ass. So we're all eating beaver's asses. As much as you want to claim you aren't, you are. And there's no on the crash. You say chances are you've come across... Yeah, they said they don't know where it is today because it falls under, like, they said it, they think it falls under natural flavoring. So LaCroix, the literal LaCroix I'm drinking right now, the ingredients are carbonated water, naturally essenced. So it could literally have beaver ass in here.
That's crazy. I watched this video about natural flavoring and, like, there's so many things that could be.
So that's the first thing. Second is lac bug secretions. What's a lac bug?
This one, so I don't know what lac bugs are either, but I feel like I've heard about this one once you say it.
Yeah, it's what makes candy shiny, like jelly beans and stuff. It's just a bug shit.
I didn't hear about that one. The one that I heard about was with like a, they kill bugs so they can get all their blood, and then they use it for red dye or something.
Oh my god, really?
Yeah, I guess like when you get lipstick that's red and like jelly beans that are red, like I guess they're made with this one bug or something.
Oh my god. Next one is bee vomit. That's sweet, thick syrup and spread. What? Oh, it's honey. I guess.
Oh, honey's bee vomit? I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either. Yeah, they said, turns out it's bee barf. They said, oh, but then they clickbaited. They say, so not really barf, but close enough. The bee has an extra stomach called the honey stomach. That's just after their esophagus. So, oh, they still are throwing it up, but it's not really from their stomach. It's from, like, another thing.
Yeah, and my normal digital life, I don't really eat honey.
Also, I've heard, like, it's so good for you.
The only time I've heard that, too. One time I read on a blog or something or a YouTube video, someone said, you don't need to wash your face with soap. You use honey.
Oh, yeah, that's so what I mean. People say it's, like, a miracle cure.
Yeah, so, like, you have to get raw honey. Week? Yeah, literally when I was like 14 or 15.
You put honey on your face?
So you put it on your face and like from what I would, you leave it on for 10 minutes. You just wash it off and then you put on like your moisturizer, your acne treatment. And like, I don't think anything bad came from it.
Oh my God. Last but not least, apparently there's duck feathers and human hair in your food, which makes sense. I mean, in a factory, there might be human hair, but duck feathers?
Or like with chicken, it probably gets mixed in or something.
It said L-cysteine. You will most likely find this ingredient within the ingredient list label of bread or sweets. It's used as a conditioner for dough, and it's made from...
Conditional.
Wait, they said it's made from duck feathers and human hair.
What?
This ingredient, L-cysteine. They said the most common place you'll find it is fast food buns and sweets. Wait, is there really like just human hair as an ingredient? This is all just from Forkly.com. They might be lying, but...
Never heard of it, but I believe them.
Yeah, so be scared of your food.
Yeah, in a way, like, I don't know how to describe it, but I feel like I'm just, like, I feel like none of that can gross me out because I just, like, this sounds so funny, but I feel like I know too much. All know it. Like, we know that everything's disgusting that we eat. So, like, I feel like I just know it already.
Yeah.
You know?
Also, I did find another article that was fast food secrets that they don't want you to know.
Oh, we know when we did that video.
Oh yeah,
ghost things about fast food.
You read like Reddit stories.
Yeah,
this is from the dailymeal.com, and apparently these are all kind of dumb. First of all, the secret that fast food chains don't want you to know.
I love this title.
Soda machines aren't easy to clean. So basically saying that like they aren't clean and like
no. I remember hearing, that Starbucks ice has a layer of like pink stuff above it.
Ew, why?
Because it gets so gross.
Oh, I always eat the ice
too. Well, like the ice machine is so gross and it's so hard to clean or something. So like there's just all this gross shit at the top of it.
Ew.
Yeah, I mean, I'm behind that.
Also, it says Mitt Cafe machines aren't easy to clean. I like how they say not easy to clean. Like, hopefully they're still cleaning them, right?
Nah. Let's be honest. Like, I wouldn't.
They also said if you're at a restaurant, never ask for lemons or limes because they're just sitting out and they're the most dirty thing in the restaurant, apparently.
That's what grosses me out. So, like, I don't know where they do this, but you know those fast food places where when you eat inside, not fast food places, but also like those dino places, they give you the paper thing to fill up your Diet Coke with, and the lemons are beside. That does, way, goes me out because it just is like, these have been sitting out and plus people could like touch them with their hands.
Yeah, that is gross. Yeah. But even when you sit down at a sit-down restaurant and you ask the waiter for a Coke with lime, you know they're just getting it from the same thing.
Yeah.
Now they have kind of a happy one. There's a way to get two Big Macs for the price of one.
How?
Oh, it said the McDouble or something.
No, I love when McDonald's finally like realized, okay, a lot of people eat here for midnight snack. Remember what they did after 12 p.m.? You get like two Big Macs for $4.
Do they still do that?
I don't know if they do, but I thought it was so funny because it was like, okay, they know their demographic. Like they know everyone eats that nighttime.
Oh, yeah. Also, the last one was if you want something fresh from a fast food place, you have to ask for it. But it's like, if I were to the fast food restaurant and someone in the drive thru had the audacity to ask for a fresh thing, I'd be like, sis.
Yeah, I've seen these hacks of people saying if you want fresh fries, you ask for fries with no salt. And if I worked at a fast food place, I just would give them fries.
I know. I would, on the little speaker, I'd be like, oh, of course we'll make you some fresh ones. And I would just go to the top of the pile that's been sitting out for 3 days and grab them that. Because I'd be like, do you think you're special? You're paying $1.
I know.
You're getting something fresh. Go make it at home if you want it fresh.
Like if I worked at Applebee's, maybe I would.
Yeah, like we are in a rush. If I was working the window at a fast food place, I'd be in such a rush. I'd be like, you guys, like, sorry, we aren't doing that.
Yeah.
Even if you ask for it, the whole thing you said where you ask for no salt on the fries, it's like, if you don't want salt in your diet, don't go to McDonald's, sis.
I know, like, the whole menu has like 10,000 milligrams of sodium.
Maybe go somewhere else.
I'm mad right now.
I know. I would fight so many customers with a smile, though. So, like, they couldn't consider it fighting.
Oh, yeah. I feel like if I'm being honest, I feel like I might make them a new batch. This is the reason why. Because from what I've seen in videos and stuff, and like posts about people that work at fast food places, some people can be assholes. So pardon me, I might make a new batch of fries just because I know there's some assholes that would whack in and like yell and cause a stall.
But even as they're yelling, like you just would meet them with a smile. Like, okay, sir. You know what I mean?
Don't salt in restaurants say, the customer's always right.
Oh, yeah.
But it's like, no, they're not. Some people are just assholes naturally. And that
Demi brought that up in the frozen yogurt thing.
What? The customer's always right?
Demi wrote them saying the customer's always right. But yeah, those are the only secrets I came up with for this How It's Made episode.
Okay. I have a few more, actually. So I feel like you guys might know this, and I feel like I might have heard about it earlier. Taco Bell meat.
What about it?
So there's actually drama. So this is a quote directly from TacoBell.com.
Okay, they had to address it.
We use 100% USDA premium beef in our seasoned beef. We prepare it in much the same way you prepare taco meat at home. And then they just went on saying, we ship to our restaurants and they prepare it there. You know, they're trying to make it seem like, oh, boo, it's just natural. Get over it. But now this is the drama. According to Jezebel article, which when I first got this quote from Jezebel, I was like, okay, I've read this publication before, but like, I want to make sure this isn't offensive. I feel like it's like a women-hating publication, but it's actually, it's like for women and it's made by women. Like,
because what doesn't Jezebel mean, like a derogatory name? But I think they took that.
I think it means like a person who wears so much makeup and like that it's like
such, so they reclaimed it.
Yeah, because I think most people would people that use that word to say, oh my gosh, they just have sex with so many guys or something, you know, like a hoe or whatever.
Wait, why hasn't a pop star made a song called Jezebel yet?
I mean, I love it. I wish they would. But then Jezebel came forward and said, they didn't come forward. They just found this out somehow. It looks bad, but passable. Until you learn that, according to the Alabama law firm, they're suing Taco Bell. Only 36% of that is beef.
What?
36%. The other 64% is mostly tasteless fibers, various industrial additives, and some flavoring and coloring. Everything is processed into a mass that actually looks like beef and packed into big containers labeled as taco meat filling. Yeah, so then they basically said that these are shipped to Taco Bell outlets. And now, something else that's interesting. Now, the reason why Alabama's suing them, this is probably years ago, I'm not sure. Because the USDA says that any food labeled as meat taco filling should at least have 40% fresh meat.
This was 36?
Yeah, so first of all, I'm gross. Like, okay, so, I mean, it is gross to me. But I was going to say, it's not that gross, but it is gross that only 40% of SP was, so the other 60% of it could just be...
But for some reason, my mind goes to, like, I kind of like that because, like, vegan.
Yeah, so what I'm wondering...
Like, now, like, we're pretty much eating a vegan taco.
Yeah, because what I'm thinking about, I've had, I don't know if you've had it, Meat Crumbles by the brand...
Beyond Meat?
No, not Beyond, those that frozen brand, Gaudin. And oh, literally, yeah. It tastes like ground beef that, like, you'd get in, like, lasagna or something.
Oh, I love, what was the brand I just said?
Beyond Meat.
I think it was that. They have the chicken nuggets that were so good.
But like, I just don't. So when they said the other 60% is tasteless fibers and other stuff like that, so is that what they use to make Gaudin beef? Because if the other 64% is just basically vegan beef, I don't even care. It's kind of just like, okay, we're saving a few cows.
I want to know if it's health, if these are like really bad for your, like if they're, if these other 60% of ingredients, what, yeah, are they like really bad for our bodies or what are they?
Yeah. And then also I'm confused.
Even though just taco bell in general isn't good for your body, but you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like how bad is it?
Yeah.
But I'm confused by this because those like, these are, this is so conflicting because how is, if this is real, allegedly, how is Taco Bell allowed to say we use 100% premium beef? No, because they said we use 100% premium beef in our seasoned beef. They didn't say how much.
Oh, also, couldn't they put a little asterisk? And then, like, at the bottom of the website in tiny font, it says, like, oh, this is, like, just, like, a joke or something.
It'd be so funny if I made a chicken restaurant and a chicken sandwich. It said, made with premium chicken. And the asterisk, it said, this is literally fake. It's, like, bottom of the bill. Costs, like, 50 cents to make.
That's why it's so gross because I've already think I brought this up in the podcast before. But when McDonald's did this whole campaign, I don't even know if you were, like, live yet. But, like, actually, you probably were, but you don't remember. But they did this whole campaign where they said, we're going to start using real meat in our chicken nuggets. Or they said, like, we're going to start using high quality
meat. Wasn't
that
recent?
I think it was, like, I feel like it was when I was, like, in middle school or something.
Oh, okay.
But then, like, that's just so funny because, like, what were you using before, sis?
I know. They're basically just coming forward as liars.
Yeah.
But, yeah, this one was, that's interesting because it's, like, so, is that a 64% just vegan beef or what?
I feel like
what?
That'd be so hard for Taco Bell because wouldn't it vary from every restaurant? Or they, like, get the exact same everything?
Well, what Jezebel said, the article, they said, that they just they ship that meat to that to the places and then they just
My God.
They don't even do it like no obviously like the Taco Bell because they're doing things but they don't actually like prepare it you know
so is one person suing or is a corporation suing them
I don't know when this happened but Alabama law firm
I thought you meant one person was like you have to pay me it's like why would they just pay them instead of all of us who bought Taco Bell meat
nah maybe the USDA will get involved if this is true
so will that be a thing eventually will there be a commercial like if you ate Taco Bell meat from like before 2018 like you could call this number and make money
wouldn't they find a side idea with the USDA so then you know
oh yeah has anyone ever made money from one of those commercials by the way
wait there's actually commercials that say that
oh yeah they say like did you get pelvic surgery from in 2008 you could be entitled to money call this place or they say like oh did you drive this car like at this time like you could be entitled to money because like you know what I mean like they someone sued them that like the car didn't work
yeah I've heard about car recalls vehicle recalls and then like they just they get a new vehicle
yeah I think that there always used to be commercials for that
that's terrifying I've heard like stories where like they like so, like, they build out these vehicles, they give them to, like, people buy them, like, thousands of them get sold. And then like, after a certain amount of miles, the brakes stop working or something.
Oh, my
like,
God.
That's terrifying.
But do you remember the commercial Education Connection?
Oh, yeah.
And then there's also that one commercial. I still remember how to even spell this word because I saw it so much growing up. Mesothelioma.
Oh, yeah.
Does that ring a bell?
I've heard of that.
They always would say, like, did you have mesothelioma? Because, like, you have to call this number and, like, get money. But, like, I remember how to spell mesothelioma. Will you actually Google it so I can see if I still remember? Because remember, for some reason, back then, like, you would watch full commercial breaks, you know? And remember, for some reason, I decided to memorize the spelling of mesothelioma.
Just a little tad bit. I want to know how many jitterbugs got sold.
Oh, jitterbug.
Dun, dun, dun. Okay, spell mesothelioma. I have it pulled up.
Mesothelioma.
Say the ending starting at L again.
Okay, so it's mesothe. Because remember, the way I memorized it in my mind was meso, and then I spelled the.
Oh, yeah.
And then after like the, I think it was just lioma, right?
Yeah, so you got it right, but I'm pretty sure the first time you said oiama. But yeah, you got it right. It's lioma. So yeah, you literally, I would not know how to spell
yeah,
that.
Yeah, shout out to everyone out there who also remembers the mesothelioma commercials. Maybe it was just a Nebraska thing. I don't know.
So the Taco Bell beef is gross. So then I wanted to start Googling, how is Chef Boyardee ravioli made? I don't know.
Oh,
so I didn't find that out. But do I know what I found? This is so crazy to me. Now, I had a full revelation last night. Because, okay, if I said I'm eating Chef Boyardee ravioli, everyone's going to think, bottom of the barrel, like, this isn't what actual Italians eat. So did you know Chef Boyardee is actually made from, like, an actual, like chef that made Italian food?
Like, there's actually Chef Boyardee?
Yeah, wait, so...
He's, like, an Italian chef?
Yeah, so this is a quote from Wikipedia. After leading his position as head chef at the Plaza Hotel in New York City... Oh, my gosh. Living at the Plaza Hotel sounds iconic.
Wait, he was a chef at the Plaza Hotel?
Yeah, like the one where Home Alone's filmed.
Oh, my God.
So his name isn't Chef Boy... Isn't Boyardee. It's Boyardee. By butchering it. Opened a restaurant called... something I'm going to butcher. In 1924 on East 19th in Cleveland, Ohio. The idea for Chef Boyardee came... about when the restaurant customers began asking Boyardee for his spaghetti sauce, which he began to distribute in milk bottles, and then the whole Chef Boyardee company got made.
Oh,
and
my God.
I honestly think that's so ironic. Like, isn't that crazy that Chef Boyardee is actually made...
by a prestigious chef.
Yeah, that actually knows how to make Italian food. That's crazy.
Yeah, because I would have just assumed, too, that, yeah, it wasn't.
I would have assumed it's made by... From some rich person that made a company. They didn't even know anything about Italian food, and like they thought, okay, let's just make a factory, make raviolis, and put it in a can.
I feel like I need to eat more canned foods. I used to always eat canned foods.
I love the ravioli, but the beefaroni from Chef Boyardee haven't eaten in years.
Also,
I used to go ham.
Always eat Campbell's chicken noodle soup.
That one kind of grossed me out because you guys always used to tell me
oh,
one
worm
of us
story.
Just had a worm in it.
Yeah,
so
I don't
that
even know
one
if that's
does gross me out.
But I remember I always used to just. Chicken noodle soup Campbell's is like more if you just want to drink your food.
I remember thinking it was so cool because we were at the grocery store and then you got, because they actually made ones that were drinkable. Remember that?
Oh,
there's still that thing and I remember you got it and I was like, that's cool.
Whenever I used to have a hat growing up that like chicken noodle soup would always be like, it's so hot. So I wouldn't even put it in the microwave. I was like, I'll eat it cold, man. I just slurp it down. Oh my
that's
God.
So
but
funny.
This sounds so gross, but I would buy a water bottle if it was filled with the juice from the chicken noodle soup can.
No.
Is good.
That I wouldn't, but I would buy a water bottle if it's filled with the ramen noodle chicken juice.
Oh, that is good.
That's even
and
better.
And burning hot, too.
Spicy chicken. Have you tried that one? Ramen noodles?
I think I have, but mostly I stick to chicken.
Oh, spicy chicken, too.
We used to get shrimp growing up.
You did?
Shrimp ramen.
That one I don't think I've tried.
Or beef I never was really a fan of.
Oh, yeah. I feel like I'm more chicken or spicy chicken. Oh, he knows it's too good.
Yeah, he knows it's too good. He loses an air.
That's a Tay Money song, by the way, if you're
Asthma
wondering.
Pump featuring Flo Milli. Stream it now.
So now my last one was, I wanted to know how nacho cheese is made. Now, I'm not talking about just queso. I'm not talking about just queso.
Oh, nacho cheese.
Yeah, it's nacho cheese.
It's nacho cheese. It's not your cheese.
Okay, but... So I want to know how it's made because, but I'm talking about those ones you get at like Costco or Sam's Club. You know those, so we don't really get this, but you know those like big cans?
Of nacho cheese
that just look disgusting.
Yeah.
Like they actually gross me out, genuinely. So first of all, I wanted to mention, it popped up along my endeavor to find out how this is made. It popped up one of those nacho cheese machines that you find at concession stands.
I love those.
Okay.
Those gross you out?
No, I'm not grossed out, but if I wanted to create a concession stand in my house, this bitch is $1,300.
For that little plastic-ass nacho dispenser?
Yeah, so if I was making a movie theater in my house, obviously it's going to be expensive, but if you wanted to get
out
of things...
You have to drop a G.
You need, and if you wanted a popcorn maker, an actual one, I bet that So these rich people that have movie theaters, like, they're dropping bands upon bands upon bands.
Whenever people get stuff like that in their house, it always stresses me out. Like, even a popcorn machine, it stresses me out because I'm like, how often are you going to use it?
Then, like, are you cleaning it?
I know, that's what I think of. I think of, how often are you going to use it for it to be worth it? Whereas if you have kids, I could see, like, oh, it'd be used a lot. But otherwise, it's like, then you have to clean it. I wouldn't even want it. I hate when you own things, you don't want to use them. Like, if a friend's house had all this, I'd be like, oh my God, let's hit up the nacho cheese maker. Let's make popcorn. But if you owned it, I would never want to even break out the popcorn machine because then I'd know I'd have to scrub it clean after.
Yeah, that's why I believe that even if I was Jeff Bezos, Elon Musk, I don't think I would get a nacho machine or a popcorn maker. Like, yes, I'd have a movie theater, but I wouldn't want all this stuff because I feel like it would stress me out thinking, okay, so if I want to eat nachos this night, but I have to put new nacho cheese in it because the one that I used last time is probably overdue. And then you're probably wasting.
See
it would honestly cause me stress. That's why I wouldn't get it.
I think I know the way I figured out. If I become a billionaire, I'll just buy mom and dad a movie theater machine.
Oh,
and then I'll buy them a movie theater. But that's actually so rude. Then they have to do all the effing maintenance. But like, it's, for example, our mom and dad have a hot tub. And I love it because like we get to go, but we don't have to clean it. So lazy.
And then like you had a hot tub, but you hated it, right?
I know. I hated it because it just like stressed me out because I was like, oh, I have to turn on the heater and all this stuff. Like, it was just like annoying owning it.
Be a minimalist.
Yeah, like, just make other people like do stuff that they're so like, if you want a yogurt machine, like buy a friend one and then they have to deal with the maintenance. But then also they think you're giving them a gift.
Yeah. So that's annoying. But then I also can't believe like things cost money. Like I honestly would have thought this is $120. Like, why is this $1,000? Like, what?
I don't get, does it make the nacho cheese? Because I'm pretty sure you just put it in there.
All it does is warm it up. But it's like, that's so dumb.
I don't believe all these high schools are dropping a G for the concession stand, are they?
I mean, this other one, that's $1,000. This other one basically looks the same as $400. But it looks a little bit less cool, if I'm being honest.
Is that Pikachu on it?
No. I thought that too, which is a bowl of nacho cheese.
Oh.
This one is $400, so I guess you could do it for a cheap
one. Okay, I know it's so annoying making everything stressful, but one reason why those nacho cheese things stress me out, because I remember this vividly.
What?
Going to the movie theater, getting nachos, and they give me the chips and the cheese, and there'd never be enough cheese.
Oh, I've done that so many.
There would
too.
Never be enough cheese. So like you'd really have to be careful as you eat the chips because like you'd be like, okay, like there's still has to be enough cheese for the rest of these chips.
Oh yeah, I remember when I was little I'd always eat apples with peanut butter. And I don't know why I did this because I could always get more, but I would dip each apple a little bit in peanut butter, like the most tiny bit. So then at the end of the whole apples, I could have a spoonful of peanut butter. Like, but then it just is like, you could always eat a spoonful of peanut butter. Like
I love how every time you eat a spoonful of peanut butter, you think you might die from the choking.
Because it's so like sticky or whatever.
Oh yeah. That one girl who sent us that message must love that. Because remember she said she likes choking. Did she talk about peanut butter?
No, she did it with the rice. She got cold rice and then like she just loved choking.
So, be safe out there.
With this nacho cheese fiasco, so I didn't like find a blog that described how they make this nacho cheese, but I just went on Walmart.com, found a nacho cheese one that is exactly what I'm describing, a big one.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at ingredients. The first one is cheese whey. Cheese Y or cheese whey? How do you say Y protein? Y?
I think I've always said whey, but I also said epitome a few episodes ago.
So I don't know what cheese whey is. Maybe it's just the part of the cheese that's flavorful and has some protein. And then the next ingredient is wattle, modifying cornstarch. But there's like probably a list of 20 ingredients and like some of them I can't pronounce. Like lactolate. But it weirdly, like, it doesn't gross me out that much.
Yeah, neither. Like, as you were going down the list, I was like, okay.
Yeah, and then soybean oil. Like, obviously, like, we all know this nacho cheese isn't good for you, but I'm not grossed out by, like, anything. But then also, I feel like it might just be because, like, you know, I don't care that much, I guess.
Are you a pretzel person?
What type of pretzels?
First of all, just pretzels in general in the bag, which... I don't get who likes those. No offense.
Yeah, obviously I would. I feel like the time that I would eat them is if it's like one of those, I don't even, like if I'm like hungry, but I don't know what I'm going to eat or something.
Yeah, those just aren't good to me. They just dry out your mouth immediately.
The ones with peanut butter are good though.
Oh, those, yeah. But what about the concession stand pretzels where there's nacho cheese?
Those are always good.
Yeah, I like have gotten in on them a few times, but I don't really like them that much for some reason.
Even when you dip them in cheese?
Yeah, for some reason I just don't like it. I don't know why.
It's so good.
Wasn't there a period of time where growing up mom had those in the freezer?
Yeah, but there's also these other ones. I don't know where you get them at. Have you ever had those ones where like they're like kind of sweet and the inside's filled with like this cream cheese stuff?
Oh, also for your Costco video, we had the pepperoni one. Or is that Sam's Club?
Oh, yeah. Pretzels are cool, but I feel like they get overused.
Oh, yeah. Also, I'm just another food shout out. We did try the Costco churro the other day, and it was very bomb. So if you or someone you know has a Costco membership,
get no, the churro. I googled it, and you can go into it without a membership, I think.
Oh, my. Go to your local Costco and get a churro.
Yeah, because when you buy it, you don't need a membership. Oh. You just would have to get... I don't know if they check your thing. I guess you just have to find a way to get in.
Oh my god, yeah, just sneak in.
Through the roof, like one of those Disney Channel movies. My people did that.
But even to get into it, you need to show your card. It's kind of like exclusive.
Oh yeah, maybe you could just find one on Google.
Yeah, I'm sure you could find someone in your like circle of acquaintances who has a Costco membership.
Yeah, it was good though.
Yep.
So yeah, I think my conclusion with how it's made is it doesn't really gross me out. The only way I'd be grossed out is if I somehow found out that this bagel was made with actual shit. Like, it just isn't gross. Like
actual shit.
No, I feel like none of it's gross because, okay, if I'm eating at McDonald's, I know 40% of it is fake. And then if I'm eating at my house and I'm making, like, pasta with red sauce with some, like, I don't know. Like, I know it just is wheat pasta made from a grain, and then the sauce is probably, like, has some oil in it and tomatoes. Like,
yeah.
I feel like, you know, maybe if you want to do research, you can.
Yeah, whenever people try to say facts about food, like, for example, the bugs and peanut butter, like, that type of thing, it never really grosses me out because I always just think, well, it tastes good, so I'm okay with it. Like, if it's just, like, saying, like, there's hair in it, it's like... I feel like it tastes so good it doesn't matter.
Yeah, the only thing
but then that's a really bad way to look at things.
The only thing that grosses me out is sometimes when I eat meat, I get grossed out thinking about the animal dying.
Oh, and like, yeah.
So like, I mean, not basically saying you should be a vegan, but like, I still do eat meat, but it grosses me out thinking about it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I feel like that's a natural instinct, but I don't know. Hope you enjoyed.
Thank you guys for listening to this episode or watching. Yeah. See y'all next week.
It's gonna be worth taking off my headphones.
Oh yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye.